Today saw the release of Invincible, Michael Jackson's first album of entirely new material for a decade. His British fan club got a sneak preview over the weekend and an exclusive album playback. This was an event with more white toweling socks than Wimbledon and more fake gangsters than Guy Ritchie's birthday party. Moonwalking in a white glove for Liquid News, Colin Patterson.
This is Invincible, Five's album from last year, now selling for $5.99 in the bargain bin at my local Woolworths. This is Invincible, the new album from Michael Jackson, and at $21 million, the most expensive of all time. Fans got the first chance to hear it this weekend at London's Hippodrome, but only after live performances from numerous Jackson impersonators. A Jacko dancing competition was won by Johan from Paris, who was already very familiar with Jackson's new work.
I have learned the new choreography of your work, my world.
That is brilliant. I've learned the part of Marlon Brando. This is my part. For other fans, such as Liquid News veteran Navi, Jackson's return was even more life-changing.
I've had to incorporate a different style of dancing, a different style of the way I dress, and I've even had to incorporate a little bit of surgery.
In what way?
You know, to keep up with the look, to enhance certain features.
Is this the nose? Or?
Yes, the nose, yes.
That is dedication though, because most fans just have to buy the new album, you have to buy a new nose.
Yeah, that's a bit strong.
And who better to ask for an objective considered a view of Invincible than those whose opinion we value the most? Three Michael Jackson impersonators.
He's made an album which I will be playing in the clubs all the way across this country and across the world.
Well, I think it's excellent.
Talk about a combination of different styles of music, wow.
Early indicators suggest Invincible will go straight to number one, but this is only the start of Jackson's face-saving operation. Colin Patterson, BBC News.
Well, I've had a listen to the album, and I've got to say, it's all right. I like it, actually.